Welcome to the NLP View with your host, Donna Blunston. Each week, Donna will explore how the techniques of NLP can help improve your personal and professional life. And now, here's your host, Donna Blunston.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the NLP View. My name is Donna Blunston. On today's show, I am rejoined by Olive Higmoth, a master practitioner in NLP, a health coach, accredited energy NLP master practitioner, thought pattern management practitioner, and the best-selling author of multiple books. I've invited Olive back to the show to discuss her dementia awareness teleconference that she's delivering during the Dementia Awareness Week. This starts next week, the 19th. Teleconference is being delivered through the International Association for Health and Learning prior to the start of a research program which will provide the underpinning evidence and theory for the techniques people are using to support dementia sufferers and their carers. During the interview, we will discuss each of the guest speakers and provide examples of how the work they do actually helps the dementia sufferer and or the carer to cope with the collection of symptoms such as memory loss, problems with reasoning, communication, and reduced abilities of daily living. So I'd like to welcome to the show Olive Higmoth. Hello, Olive.
Hello, Donna. Thank you for inviting me on the show.
Oh, you're more than welcome. After our interview last week and finding out about the teleconference and the work that you're doing, I had to invite you back, really. There was loads of people that were connecting with me through the different social media that were finding a lot of benefit from what you're saying and very curious around the example that you gave with the filing cabinet and how you're explaining the different drawers of the filing cabinet were like different times in a person's life, and that for the care to understand that it's not a case that they don't remember you, it's just that they're living from a different filing cabinet drawer, gave so many people a lot more insight, enabled them to speak with their loved ones in different ways and reignite that conversation that they'd lost because they were so obsessed, I guess, with trying to talk about the current affairs that are happening rather than getting into their dementia sufferers' world and realising that they're actually still in the 60s or the 80s and talking about them for things that were happening then. So loads of people were telling me about that and of how it had really opened up their eyes and that they were interested in finding out more. So your teleconference, which will give them more, looking at NLP and loads of different other modalities that the research has been done now, isn't it, to show how that can help people and support the carers who, as we touched on briefly at the end of the interview last week, they themselves need help. So joining me on the show is, I guess, an honour again, obviously, for me, but also a huge benefit to our audience. So thank you, Olive.
Pleasure.
So I guess for the people who didn't catch you last week, could you tell our audience about you and a bit about your background to how you got to where you are today, I guess?
Yes, I'm a health coach. I specialise in working with people with chronic health issues and or learning difficulties. I've worked on several particular health challenges like chronic fatigue and put a mixture of NLP and the energetic world into providing them with some really simple skills that they can try. They won't do any harm. They're really simple. They're not, they don't need to take any drugs. They won't have any side effects. And to just try them out and see how they can change their world. What we're doing on the Dementia Awareness Week is that a number of us have been working around the area of this for some time and with different sets of skills. And what we're trying to do is to bring together all of these skills so that the listener can have the benefit of, well, several years of experience from various people. And our target really is for caregivers. Because if you're a caregiver or you're likely to be a caregiver in the future, or you're looking after someone with dementia, or you're even worried about possibly preventing yourself going down the same sort of route, there is a lot of things you can do which I think have got enormous possibilities and immediate benefits to the individual. In the UK, this week's media has been going on about doing assessments of caregivers for their mental health, and I think we can do much better than that. I think we can actually teach them some skills to help them cope better, improve their quality of life, and improve the quality of life of the people that they're looking after.
Which it's got to, hasn't it? It's if we're giving the person who's doing it that new energy, I guess, for want of a better word, but looking after them, it has got to improve the quality of the dementia sufferer's life themselves.
I think if it did nothing else, it would definitely improve the quality of their relationship. I'd like to give you an example of a guy I spoke to, and I spend most of my time talking to caregivers, not to the person with the health challenge. And he said, I'm really worried that I can't go and see my father anymore because all I do is upset him. And this is a guy who is really clued up, if you like. He's an NLP trainer, and he said, I can't seem to use my skills on that. And every time I go and see him, I just upset him. So I've been saying to my sisters, I think I better stop going because this is not doing any good. And I talked to him for a bit, and I talked to him about the different time zones that people are living in, etc., and some of the work I've been doing. And he went, I've got it now. Okay, fine. And the feedback I've had from him is that he loves going to see his father now. And they're not changing the dementia, but the point is that then whenever he goes and sees him, he talks about dad's life before he was born or when he was really young, and he knew nothing about that. So he's really interested. Dad's incredibly clear about that time in his life and can talk about it for long periods of time. And they've stopped talking about what he had for breakfast, which was the thing that upset him because he couldn't remember that.
Wow.
And if we can do things like that, that's a raging success.
Oh.
Because you just improve the quality of their ability to communicate with each other.
And that'll transform those last few years of the dad's life and the son's life, and potentially remodel their life experience with each other.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I've never spoken to my mum about what she'd do in her past, what she did in the past before me.
No, because you never think of it, do you?
No. My mum hasn't got dementia or any other mental health illness, and I still haven't asked that. So I think to know that without having that illness must be very intriguing and insightful and build up. I guess from an identity point of view, you'd find out things about your mother or your father that hook into you as a person now.
Absolutely.
As well, so that in itself must be an amazing journey. But to find that bond when they'd lost that must be phenomenal.
Absolutely.
Really must be phenomenal. Oh, it shivers down my spine. So how did you get involved in doing the teleconference that you're doing now?
Well, I've been training people on another aspect of my work in learning difficulties for some time over on teleconferences, which has been great because we've been able to get out around the world and huge benefits and to everybody. And so I was quite into teleconferences. And then I was thinking about the work I'm doing, which is only a little piece of what's going on in dementia. And I'm going, well, actually, wouldn't it be great to get together some people who could each do a short talk, 45 minutes, and then do a Q&A session about what they're doing? Because this will give the carers, who's the primary focus for the work for this conference, the, if you like, the shortcut to the stuff that we found out over the last few years and bringing it all together. And so we're putting together the teleconference. It's available around the world from your telephone or from your computer. And there is 10 different topics. And they have got some of the leading lights in various different things. And so I think it's going to be absolutely great. And I think it'll be a fabulous resource for people to dip into even after the events, because all the events are recorded. And so they can come, the people who sign up can come back to the events, and we'll also be making a CD of them, so that the it will be, you know, a valuable resource for people who are starting down this route. My experience of caregivers is it really is learning on the job, and if we can do anything to help them improve their understanding quicker, it's like it's a bit like, you know, if you had to do this for a second time, then you'd be a lot better than the first time, like raising kids as well. But the you know, what you could just do is a collection of other people's experience to get you started.
I mean, we'll go through the list, but the list of people that you've got that are coming through will provide amazing resources. And I think it's that whole thing that not every hat fits every person. So the beauty for me is that there's different things that will fit somebody else. So even if there are people that might be a bit sceptical or unsure how energetic NLP or NLP on itself would be able to help them, then there is other areas that and other advice. So there's definitely going to be at least one thing that's going to improve their current experience.
Exactly.
And it's that. I know when we're talking about raising children, when I first started going to the parent groups, and there's so many different mums and different ideas, and the health visitor has got their new policy-driven advice that they give out now. And it's all wonderful. And I came back and sat talking with an old friend, and they were saying how confused now one person says this and the other person says that. And she explained that listen to everything, and within it there'll be a nugget of information that will transform something for you. And I guess that's what I get from this, is even if everything will help from my perspective, but then maybe I'm biased, but there will be nuggets that will just, that little bit of information will transform that carer's life, and then onto caring for, transforming the dementia patient's life. So that in itself for me is worth it.
Absolutely.
So on the guests, shall we go through the guests? Is it on the 19th of May when we start?
Yep.
Your first guest is Art Geyser. It's 7:30 in the evening, and that's GMT.
Actually, it's what? UK time, because we're an hour shifted at the moment. So we just say London time.
Oh, there we go, London time. Thank you.
I do have a problem with time zones.
Oh, I've had a joy. I tell you, a joy.
Let me just go give you a little bit of an overview. We go from a whole range, and if you think about it as being one thing might be really practical things that you need. If you're a relative of somebody who is starting to do dementia, so it's things like the financial side, the legal aspects, how do you find a care home, the importance of community around people, whether people move out of their house or whether they don't. So it's really, really practical stuff. The next thing I think is along the journey is insights into what's happening to the person with dementia, which in turn helps those who are looking after them to actually understand. Now, that's not from the scientific point of view of blood composition and all that. This is from the behavioural point of view and giving you some good ideas about how to help people who are living in different time zones. Then we move on to looking after your own health and the real fundamental importance of doing that. And then we move on to the possible improvements for people who are struggling with dementia, which at this point in time is all very speculative. But I think in any illness, then speculation has to start somewhere. And so that's where we are with that. And not based on a huge amount of science, certainly not in the dementia world, but has been based on science in other worlds. So what we're doing is matching the two up. And finally, I think the golden nugget is that whether we could prevent ourselves developing dementia, which would be just amazing if we could turn this whole ship around. and change where we're going. So if I start with Art Geiser, where the talks aren't necessarily in that same order. He's opening the conference. He is the creator of Energetic NLP, and he will be talking about helping carers to maintain their own health. A lot of the work I do with health and learning difficulties is based on the work by Art Geiser, who has trained me over the last 6 years. And the understanding more about your own personal energy and understanding more about the energy of the people that you're caring for can have remarkable effects on your ability to cope, and speculatively could have effects on the person with dementia. So that's where we start. And he's a fellow of the International Association of Health and Learning, and has been a guiding light in much of this. So that's where we start. We then move on to Diana Kingham, who is one of our students as well, and has been really concerned about how we can keep healthy throughout our lives and leave this planet in a healthy mental state. And she's just looking at possibilities and some of the things that we do know that work, and she'll probably talk about the television program a few years ago, The Young Ones, where they took a whole selection of celebrities back, I think it was 20 years, and they became younger in all aspects of their physiology and mental health. And so she's very interested in how we can all stay healthy. Diana Pope is talking about navigating the complex world of care and support. She does a lot of work to help caregivers and relatives work out what to do about relatives who are in the early stages of dementia, and what you do legally and what you do financially and what you do about financing a care home and all those sort of really, really practical things. That is her business, and she's really good at it. On Tuesday, we're doing an open forum as well, where we want people to tell us their stories, and not about what doesn't work, but about what does work. And we're really going to be quite strict on that, is because we want to give people tips that they can go away and try. On the 21st, we've got Karina Grant, who is an amazing lady. She's a quantum touch trainer, and she has actually been looking at how quantum touch, which is all based on energy, can help the role of the carer and also help the person who is being cared for. Quantum touch is a really interesting energetic modality, and based on love, and so it's just a delight to work with her. And she is the UK's leader of trainer, I believe. So then I come on to talking about my session, which basically the work I've been doing splits into three parts, is helping the carers understand more about what's going on with dementia behaviourally, and how they can talk in different time zones and stuff like that, how they can keep themselves healthy, and how they can turn around using some of those really simple tools to see if they can have any effect on the person who is struggling with dementia. And that's the way I want to try and progress my work, because I think the carers are so important. The first thing to do is to concentrate on their health. And if they like what they've been doing and they can see the difference, there's no reason why they can't use the same sort of techniques with their loved ones. Then on Thursday, we move on to Helena Muller, who is the founder and chief executive of Lost Chord. And Lost Chord is really interesting, along with a lot of other sort of similar organisations who are looking at the use of music to help people with dementia. And there is work on the examples on the internet, on YouTube, of people who've been almost in a vegetative state in a wheelchair, and they've played the music from a time when they were in a happy state in their lives, and these people suddenly come alive And it's just remarkable, remarkable to see. And so I'm delighted to have her along talking about it, because I think that's just a very, very interesting, very simple thing that anybody can do, does no harm, and it might do an awful lot of good.
And I've seen that happen within nursing.
Great.
Many times. It's so powerful, and it's such a blessing to watch when you see somebody who's so tight and restricted because of their, it's in learned disabilities that I saw this, severely disabled people, as well as dementia, but predominantly in the severely disabled. And you see people that are so restricted, and trapped is the only word, I guess, that explains what I'm meaning enough. And the music just completely let them free.
Absolutely.
And watching them was wonderful to see. So it must be amazing for the carers and any loved ones to see that of their of the person that they're looking after.
Exactly. And when you know how it works, or approximately, anecdotally how it works, you can map into how that might work for your relative.
Yeah.
And as I say, you can't do any harm with it. And the worst thing you can do is stop it. You can go, this isn't working. Throw that one away, you know. But I think it's the anecdotal evidence we've seen is just amazing. And so I'm a really big fan of that. And I was talking to my husband recently, who doesn't have dementia at all, and I said, what's it, but he's a real music fan. And I said, what's it like when you listen to a record? And he said, it takes me back to that time.
Yeah.
And so that's, you know, if you can keep people with dementia in a happy time in their life, that is so powerful.
Oh, it is. If we sing our wedding song, or the first song that you hear when you met with your partner, or a song that used to play on a family holiday, music is an anchor. It's a natural anchor that you can hook into. And it'll automatically bring up pictures and memories and feelings, and just from listening to it, in the same way a picture, a photograph of a loved one or a photograph of a holiday or anything, but that photo automatically brings back and the memories of everything that was happening at that time.
Absolutely.
So, sorry, Olive. I'm getting all excited about the music.
Right, I'll just tell you.
I've restrained myself so far.
I'll just tell you about.
But the music was that I've got to interrupt.
I'll just tell you about the last three. Linda Shaw, who is a neuroscientist and psychologist specialising in ageing, and she's going to talk about the importance of community. And I think that's really important, and how we've changed over the years, and you know, generations would sit around the table talking to each other, where times have changed. And we do miss that feeling of a group of people, and isolate. And her comment is, isolation kills, and it's killing, and it kills slowly, and it exacerbates dementia. And so the vital role of community and what happens in your brain. The next one is Peter Pridniks, who is the director at Dementia Care Matters, who are an amazing organisation, who are totally focused on people-centred care. And he said he'd talk about finding the right care home, which actually isn't probably normal. It isn't probably mainstream in their what they do, because most of the time they're training carers. But he said that's a really challenging place for people who firstly don't want to put their parents into a care home anyway, and secondly, is finding one that will actually work for them and work for the individual. And finally, we've got, last but not least, I should say, we've got Helen Oakwater, who is another coach and author, and she's going to talk about why extreme health care is essential. She's learned a lot over the years about the importance of health, of your own health, looking after your own health when you're in a caring role. And she is going to share those with you. Her comment was, it's an extended marathon. It's not a sprint. And so she will have a lot of tips about what she calls extreme health care. And finally, I just wrap up the week and say thank you to everybody and tell you where you can go for recordings. And I'm also talking at the NLP conference in November about dementia, which is great because there's not many talks at the NLP conference about health, but this is going to be one of them this year. And for any NLPers who are listening, some of the skills you've learned in NLP are actually invaluable in this work. And so it's just a question of working out how to use them. And so that's the conference. And I'm delighted to be a director of the International Association and to get their support from our membership of mainly of practitioners who are really excited by the possibilities of what we can do in this field, which is so new and offers so much potential, I think, for healing.
People who do join the teleconference, they'll receive the recordings of each of the guests that have joined. What else will they receive?
Oh, well, actually, they'll get online recordings of all of the teleconferences, so they will be up within an hour of each of the talks. There's also some freebies from some of the presenters. I'm offering everybody a copy of my book, which is called How to Reduce the Impact of Dementia, Insights for Carers Living in Different Time Zones. And this is an e-book, which currently has three modules to it. And as I find more information and more valuable stuff that I can pass on to carers, it will go on continuously. So it'll always, from time to time, you will always get updates to it. There's a present from Mark Geiser, which is energy meditation for grounding. Grounding is so important for dementia and for the carers releasing blocks and recovering your energy. I think every carer could probably do with grounding, releasing blocks and recovering their energy, and they probably know that very well already. Diana Pope's putting in a free article about, are you worried about your parents or spouse? Of course, we haven't talked much about spouses, but that's a even more important area and for caregivers, and there are so many who are their spouses. And then periodically you'll get a newsletter from the International Association, and from Linda, though, she's got 7 white papers on how to retain your brain. Can't say that. And so you get lots of freebies, and it's been priced really reasonably. If you have, if you're not able to afford the price, then please, there is a note that says just mail us, and we will, with your circumstance, and we will probably include you. We can't do any more, and what we do raise from it, we are going to put towards doing, getting resources for some of the work we want to do on dementia.
It will be amazing. It really will. I feel honoured just to know about it, Olive, and to be any form of involved in the conference, the work that's been done. It's got to help so many. We're talking hundreds upon thousands of people, and that's from a personal point of view. That's it's just an honour to know that I've helped in any way by being able to share this today on the show.
Give you the web address to sign up for the conference, which is www.tiahl.org. That's tiahl.org/dementia conference.
Thank you, Olive. And thank you to all of our audience for tuning in today. If you'd like to learn more about NLP, then tune each week and also visit my website, www.donnablinston.com. You'll be able to pick up a copy of my best-selling book, Psychobabble, a straightforward, plain English guide to the benefits of NLP. Also visit theorganicview.com and sign up for our newsletter, which will keep you updated with the up-and-coming shows, guests and online workshops. In the next live workshop, we will discuss how NLP can be used to improve your relationships, both personally and professionally. You'll also be able to find out further information about the online teleconference, And there'll be direct links from both the Organic View and from my blog, which is www.donnablinston.com/blog, which I'll just repeat again for you. It's www.tihl.org, and you'll be able to find out all the information regards to it.